easing investor concern that interest rates may rise earlier than previously forecast, saying the United States will need Fed stimulus for some time. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Yellen said Monday that the Fed hasn't done enough to combat unemployment, even after holding interest rates near zero for more than 5 years. The Fed's balance sheet is now up to $4.23 trillion with bond purchases. Yellen, speaking at a conference in Chicago, said, quote, "This extraordinary commitment is still needed and will be for some time. And I believe that view is widely shared by my fellow policymakers. The scars from the Great Recession remain, and reaching our goals will take time," end quote. So what are those goals? More on that after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced, while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. Understanding the Fed's policies, almost impossible. Fed Chair Janet Yellen claims that real people are behind the statistics of the Fed's policies. In Chicago, she described how one person, Vicky Lira, lost two jobs, endured homelessness, and now serves food samples part-time at a grocery store. But what Fed Chairman Yellen did not explain, how does the endless printing of the dollar and holding interest rates to zero fix that? Yellen never says, only claims that the Fed is committed to spurring the economy and putting 10.5 million people back to work. Is there a plan to do that? Of course not, because the Fed's policies don't and can't do that. The reality is we all know the Fed is a failure, but the good news is more and more Americans are finally beginning to see that. The importance of truth in media go no further than the Federal Reserve, an issue that media continues to ignore and new media continues to expose. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive the fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation cubed.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or US. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to pnwarms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
And as we roll on in on the third hour, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Every time we have one of these young disturbed men go off on a rampage shooting, of course, they're coming after us. They're coming after us and what we own. And one thing that is not ever discussed, they may give it a mere lip service, is the one of the common denominators with all of these young fellows is that they're on a psychotropic drug compound of some type to treat some sort of mental illness they have been experiencing. Now, we know that these things are bad. But how bad are they? I mean, I know the common denominator, and I can make that assertion all day long. But I got lucky, because somebody that knows more about them than I do contacted me. Joining me now, and I confess I don't know where she's coming from, but we're joined now by Dr. Linda Langeman. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm coming from San Francisco. That's where I'm coming from.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness, I know.
Okay. I know some people in San Francisco, but they're all gun people. Anyway, all right.
Don't hold me to
this classification of drugs, this is known as an SSRI, yes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What does that stand for, first of all?
SSRI is a serotonin specific reuptake inhibitor. And what that means is, you have a normal, neurotransmitter, serotonin, in the brain, and it fires at, the receptor site, and then it gets reabsorbed into the system. And that's normally how it goes. It gets released by one cell, and it fires on the receptor of another and gets reabsorbed and circles back around. The SSRIs, the reuptake inhibitors, prevent the reabsorption. So it keeps firing at the receptor site. It stays in the area. It doesn't reabsorb, and it just keeps firing. So it artificially raises the level of serotonin. It makes more of it be firing. So here's what happens with that. Now, we're going to come back over some of these points again, because I really want to make it clear that there's no such thing as a chemical imbalance, which is what these things are sold based on. It's all a fraud. But let's look at what the mechanism, what it does. You put that in the brain. You artificially elevate the serotonin. Your own brain says, wow, something's wrong here. We have more serotonin than we are used to and than we should have. So let's shut down production of serotonin, because apparently we have too much of it going on. So the brain stops producing serotonin naturally, and it atrophies some of the receptor sites because it says, well, we don't need these. We're getting too much serotonin now. Now, this actually creates a chemical imbalance where none existed, and that's why it's really hard for people to go off of the antidepressants and why they have such a horrible time and why they get depressed when they go off of them, because now they have a chemical imbalance and they are not actually producing the serotonin that they should be. And what happens is they get told when they try to come off the antidepressant and they get depressed again, a psychiatrist will tell them, oh, wow, too bad. See, this just shows you're one of those people. It's just your brain chemistry. You need to be on this drug for the rest of your life and be a customer for the pharmaceutical industry for the rest of your life. Now, backing up, depression, before the introduction of the antidepressants and the SSRIs in particular, depression was known to be something that self-resolved. It didn't require treatment. It was written about in the psychiatric journals, the head of the depression division of the National Institute of Mental Health. Everybody in the 60s and 70s talked about depression being something that without treatment, it will get better with or without treatment in a few months. You know, maybe a couple months, maybe 6 months, but you don't need to do anything, and it'll get better. When they came out with the antidepressants, their hope was it might shorten the duration of the episode. But what they started seeing, and I can trace this, it's all in the psychiatric journals. You start seeing articles by doctors saying, I gave the person the antidepressant. It did shorten the episode. They seemed better at first. But then when they came off it, they had a relapse. And you start seeing people talk about it creating a chronic condition. And this goes on for a decade or so where there are journal articles saying, antidepressants are causing a chronic condition. And then by the year 2000, they stop. They forget history. They stop talking about that. And they just start writing about depression as a chronic condition, as if it always was, as if there are some people who are just chronically going to be depressed, and not acknowledging that they created that. And right now, in the U.S., 1 in 4 Americans is on a psychiatric drug. It's staggering, the effectiveness of the marketing. So we are creating chemical imbalances and chronic conditions and increased people on the disability rolls. That's the other thing. I think there are 850 new people go on the mental illness disability rolls a day because of psychiatric drugs.
So the effects of the SSRI sounds a lot like what anabolic steroids do to your body's natural testosterone production.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a good comparison. Yeah, I mean, because, you know, your body has its own wisdom. And it's got a balance. It's creating things. It's got, it's normal chemical flow. And you get problems when you interrupt that. Now, the other thing, so back to, this idea of a chemical imbalance. This is how these drugs are sold. If you look at all these commercials since 1997, when the pharmaceutical industry and the American Psychiatric Association, lobbied Congress and got, direct-to-consumer advertising allowed, we are one of two countries in the world that allows direct-to-consumer advertising, TV commercials, print ads, of psychiatric diagnoses and psychiatric drugs. Other people don't do this. But once that happened, for the past 16 years, we've all been bombarded. We all know the commercials. You know, they list a bunch of things that are everyday struggles in life. People do have very real mental and emotional struggles. And they say, do you experience this? Do you experience that? You may be suffering from a chemical imbalance and have this disorder, and we have this drug that will help. It's all a lie. There is no chemical imbalance. There are these diagnoses. You were talking earlier, I was listening to the program earlier, about these experts and giving opinions. I don't know if most people know, but the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, this is the thing that's put out by the American Psychiatric Association that lists all the mental disorders, supposedly, these, brain disorders, brain diseases. There are about 300 of those diagnoses currently. And I don't know if people know that they are voted on. There is no science. They are literally voted on. And it's just by their agreement, and they want to then call it and sell it as if it's a medical issue, a brain disease. and then sell drugs to treat it. But the whole thing is made up, and it is over 70% of the psychiatrists on the panel making the diagnoses have direct financial ties to the pharmaceutical industry. So they profit by making these. And what they do is they pick things that everybody will relate to. You know, like let's take shyness.
Hang on a minute before you go any further, Doctor. We're coming up on the break. We'll pick that up on the other side. I've got a couple of questions I want to ask you regarding some. But anyway, we'll be right back on a Wednesday with Dr. Linda Langham. This is Lock and Load.
Government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Talking with Dr. Linda Langeman about SSRIs, since all of these rampage shooters, which seems to be the springboard for all the new calls for gun control, as they wait for the next one to come up. They never seem to be interested in tackling this issue. Doctor, given the fact that it was discovered that these things were creating a problem, they were a solution to a problem that didn't exist, why are they still out there?
Yeah, that's a very good question. you know, the FDA, what they do, after lots of fighting done by, you know, Citizens Commission on Human Rights and other groups. We didn't get into that. I'm a commissioner for Citizens Commission on Human Rights. It's the CCHR. It's the oldest and largest international mental health watchdog and has been investigating and exposing human rights abuses in the mental health field since 1969. So tons of, you know, helpful information on the websites, the cchr.org and the international one, cchrint.org. But anyway, yeah, so what happens is the FDA puts warning labels, and those really had to be fought hard for. So, you know, you to get an FDA warning label, you have to, there has to be proven causation. They don't put those unless there is proof of causation. And the FDA black box warnings are the most serious. All of these SSRIs, every one of them, contains black box warnings of suicidality, homicidality, and many other things. But let's just start with those. I don't know why they're on the market. They put a warning label, and, okay, that's great. At least people have a fighting chance if they would read those labels and take it seriously and not think it's just a bunch of legalese. It's for real. But they put a warning label, but it's incomprehensible, yet they still sell it. And it is sold, and it is given to children. And the adverse reaction to the SSRIs are completely a recipe for violence and suicide. They include things like, okay, they increase agitation, hostility, irritability. They decrease judgment. They decrease impulse control. They cause an emotional numbness. They cause what's called depersonalization and derealization, meaning the person feels just the disconnected from themselves and from the world and people, like nothing really seems real or makes any difference. And then you add to that homicidal fantasies, suicidal fantasies, and it's a recipe for the violence that we're seeing. And that's been played out many times. And then what happens, so you get these killing sprees, and there's a bunch of them we could, you know, note from the news recently, starting, you know, like let's just go back to Fort Hood, the Navy Yard shooter, this one in Isla Vista down at UC Santa Barbara. And after each one, here's a couple things happen. You get, we get manipulated. The public is manipulated with, you know, gun control issue, and whether it should be or shouldn't be, that issue is polarizing in this country, and everybody knows it. They know it. So they push on that button and manipulate us, get us arguing about gun control or Second Amendment rights. And meanwhile, the American Psychiatric Association, the pharmaceutical industry, they're on Capitol Hill pushing for more money, more taxpayer dollars for, you know, more mental health treatment. And it's so bold, it's outrageous, because it is that very, you know, quote, treatment that has caused the problem. I have said and will repeat, because it's the truth, you know, you have people say guns don't kill people, people kill people. Well, you got to look at what causes a person to do something like that. And it's guns don't kill people, people on psych drugs kill people. And that is the bare truth of it. And it brings it down, because you've got to look at what would cause a person to behave in a way so abnormal and bizarre. What does that? What pushes them over the edge? I don't care that they had some issue that they were struggling with that got them into, you know, therapy or seeing a psychiatrist to start with. That is not what causes somebody to do these bizarre spree killings. You've got to alter a person's mind, and that's where you get mind-altering drugs. Psychotropic, really, the word psychotropic. Psyche is, you know, mind. Tropic means turning. So you turn the mind. It's mind-altering. And that's how you could have somebody behave in a way that they never would. You hear these things like the Fort Hood guy, Ivan Lopez. He didn't have a history of violence. You know, you get people doing bizarre stuff, killing their kids, going on shootings, killing themselves. They don't care. Their mind has been altered. Psychiatric drugs, the SSRIs, you know, because that's one that we're focusing on specifically, the mechanism of it is it disables parts of the brain. Every psychotropic drug disrupts the function of the frontal lobe. They impair functioning in one way or another. You know, anti-anxiety drugs, they suppress your higher brain function, they suppress your cognitive function, suppress memory.
Let me ask you a question before we go to break, if I may. And then
sure.
If, when we come back from the other side, I want, if it's okay, I'd like to take a call for a question for you.
Sure.
Okay, so these people that have these temporary issues that they prescribe these psychotropic drugs to that creates a longer-lasting problem, is there a way back for them? Is there a treatment for them that can take, you know, deal with that problem that has been chemically created?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, do you want me to answer that now or after the break?
We got about 3 minutes, two and a half.
Two and a half minutes.
Go for it.
Sure. Okay, so some of the things, you know, some of the damage from the psychiatric drugs is permanent, some of those things. The SSRIs, I've read there's studies going both ways on whether you can your brain will readjust. I'm a hopeful person. I really believe in the individual's capacity to heal and that if you get off of them very slowly, like I really don't want anybody listening to, you know, that might be on the psychiatric drug to just stop it abruptly because that creates severe problems. And actually some of the killing sprees are when a person is in the withdrawal phase, which creates, violence. Glasgow Smith Kline had to pay out, I think it was $3 billion. I know it was more than $1 billion, because of concealing for 15 years their own internal studies showing the addiction and the violence in the withdrawal phase from was Paxil, one of the antidepressants, one of the SSRIs. So anyway, I do think that if you come off gradually, taper off slowly, there's a book called Psychiatric Drug Withdrawal by a doctor named Peter Bragan, and that's very helpful. It's you give your brain a chance to start recreating, you know, reproducing, you know, the regular neurochemicals. So, and then you've got to get back to treating the underlying thing that brought the person to the attention or into therapy to start with. And there are all kinds of things. I mean, people have the ability to handle life, and you don't handle it. Drugs never taught anybody anything. You're not going to get, make sense of the world by altering your mind, by putting a drug in there and messing up your cognitive functioning. You've got to confront problems. You've got to, like, take responsibility, confront things, and handle them. If you're depressed, look at your life. Is it, you know, do you need to exercise? Do you need to, you know, change jobs? Do you need to move? Do you need, you know, what do you need to handle to, you know, get control of your life so that you're not depressed? The single best treatment for depression, actually, by studies, is exercise. It's actually exercise.
Working out.
Working out, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
You hang on. We'll be going to the phones after we get back on a Wednesday with Dr. Linda Langham, and this is Lock and Load.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
I'm afraid of Americans. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
I'm afraid of Americans.
All right, on a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. My guest this hour, Dr. Linda Langham, and let's go to the phones for a question for you, Dr. Ed in Kentucky. Yes, sir. Ed in Kentucky, yes, sir. Did Ed drop?
Hello.
Okay, there we go. All right.
I'm sorry. I hit the mute button. I'm sorry. My name's Ed Breving. I live in Covington, Kentucky. I'm a disabled Army veteran and supposedly diagnosed with bipolar. Mm-hmm. Now, here was one of the medications, and I kept, oh, by the way, Bill, at the VA, when you go get medications, they do give you warnings. And some of these warnings are about 12 sheets long.
Well, mm-hmm. I don't. I'm eligible for the VA, but just
don't go.
What they got going on.
Stay private.
That's one big
stay
warning
private.
For me, so I don't even go. Yeah. So.
Stay private. here was one of the medications, doctor. I'm not sure if I can pronounce it. DIVALPROEX, 500 milligrams, 24-hour ERSA tab. That was one of the medications.
What was
DIVALPROEX.
Huh. Does it have another name? Is there another name on there? I don't recognize it.
It's Divaprex, whatever. It's a Buserine supplement. limit. Let's see. I'm trying to figure out. It's saying it's a sulfate acid, and it was supposed to be for my And the weird thing, he says, well, I gave it for you, so you don't get, because I found when I was taking it, I'm an Italian, I get angry. We have a temper. Us Italians have tempers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I was flying off in a rage.
Yeah.
Well, when I turned around and took a hiatus out of the VA, I stopped taking the medications. I detoxed my system. And all of a sudden, one day I'm out with a friend of mine, and I got angry at a guy, and I just said, I said, bah, and walked away. And he grabbed me, turned me around, he says, are you okay?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, why? He goes, dude, I said, dude, I'm off the medications.
Totally. Yes. Good and, for you. Well done.
But here's the thing. When I went back to the VA, I told the doctor, I said, why would you prescribe a person supposedly on bipolar this one certain, well, I said, lady, I was flying off in a race, and I looked, I said, oh, I forgot. I'm a guinea pig and a lab rat. You're funded by Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and everybody. And I said, here's the deal. You could tell them all to kiss my Italian butt. I said, and I tell you what, tell them they got 2.8 million veterans butts they can kiss too. I says, if you're going to put me on anything to calm me down, well, we talked about it. Now I'm on a low dose of lithium, which is a natural supplement.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel a lot better. I got my temper back. Don't get me wrong, I got my temper, but I don't fly. I mean, and I'm like, And that even scared me. I'm like, I'm not like this. I said, I get angry. I got a temper. Yeah, I'm Italian. But the thing is, I said, I was, and I prayed. And I called my sister-in-law. She's a homeopathic specialist. And she says, baby, they're killing you. She goes, you got to detox.
Yep.
I said, now. She goes, I'll be back. And she just came to my house with a full of spices that you buy at the store.
Yep.
And she says, here you go. And I feel a lot better. I do my walking. Because my physical condition, I got to limit myself. But I walk, and I love my walking. And I pray a lot, too.
That's all great. Walking is great because it gets you part of, like, a lot of mental struggle. It's because of being, in your head and stuck in your head. If you actually go for a walk and you look out and you look at things, it gets you out of your head and into, the world and the environment you're actually in. Because if you are, paying attention to the environment you're actually in, there's usually no distress there. I mean, unless somebody's, hitting you or something, the stress is mentally constructed because you're living it, thinking of the past, stressing about what's going to happen in the future. So walks are great.
Let me ask you something, Doctor. Is there an email address or a phone number I can contact you with more information about this? Because my brothers and we're guinea pigs for the government.
That is exactly.
Yeah, they want to disarm. They want to disarm. They'll tell you they want to. We're the first ones they want to disarm and dismantle.
Yeah.
And if I can help with some research or when I heard you broke up a myth, you said this panel is a joke. It's a handful of so-called quacks, and they're probably on more of their medications than we are.
Yeah.
Hey, does this sound good? What kind of drugs? Hey, let's do this. Okay, let's do this. And I heard one doctor say the DSM's a joke.
It entirely is. The chair of the former version of the DSM, there's a new one now, but Dr. Alan Francis, who is the chair of DSM-4, now we're on DSM-5, he is quoted. He says that there's no real definition of a, mental disorder, that it's all, quote, bullshit. He says this. So anyway,
I love her. Bill. Get her back on.
So to get in touch with me, you can go to my website, which, www.drlagman.com, and that's doctor is, D-R-L-A-G-E-M-A-N-N. So drlagerman.com. I want to tell you, there are a couple things came up in everything you were saying, you know, about different drugs. The one you mentioned, I can gather, you know, from part of the name of it, the Pro-X part of what it's doing. But to look up specific drugs, the CCHRINT.org, that's the Citizens Commission on Human Rights International.org, has an incredible drug database. You can click and enter a drug. It's a clearinghouse. It's like got journalists use that because it's the research is phenomenal, and it's the most comprehensive drug database out there and lists all the adverse reactions that are reported to drug regulatory
agencies. Would you like to hear some of the adverse effects that this thing can cause? It's really sickening.
We're about to run out of time here, Ed.
I'm
going to have her back. Don't worry.
Thank you very much. God bless. Have a blessed day.
Thanks. The other thing I want to mention to, you know, came up in what he was talking about, the documentary, the news documentary by CCHR that produced is called The Hidden Enemy. And if people go to CCHRINT.org, even CCHR.org, they can find this documentary on there. You can watch it for free. You can order it also. But The Hidden Enemy is an incredibly well-documented account of psychiatry in the military and how it has infiltrated since World War II, really, and experimenting on soldiers and veterans. They are being used as guinea pigs, and that was actually purposeful because you know, one of the heads of psychiatric association back in 1940 said this would be a perfect group because they follow orders, it's a closed community, we can do experiments. And that's what they've been doing. And it's exposed in this documentary. I really encourage people to see it. And then in more recent times, there has been a massive influx of psychiatric drugs in the military. You know, they got the approval of somebody at the top, and that's all you need. You know, you get the top person to let this happen, and it becomes policy. And from 2005 to 2011, there was a 682% increase in psychiatric drugs in the military.
Before we go to break, can you give out your website? Do you have a website?
I do. It's www.drlagerman.com. DRLAGEMANN. And people can, you know, email me, call me. I'm happy to talk to folks. I really have a passion about getting this information out. I am deeply concerned about our freedom and our minds and how that's being destroyed by psychiatric drugs, you know, from all across the age span and our military. So,
yeah.
Yeah,
got another caller on hold. I want to get to him in the next break, after the next break, and then if we have time, I want to do a lightning round with you. And I can see now. I can see. I'm reading the tea leaves. We'll have to do this again very soon.
Yeah, this is a challenge in such a short amount of time because there's a lot to talk about.
Yes, there is. Yes, there is. You hang on one more time. We'll be right back on Wednesday with Dr. Linda Lagerman. This is Lock and Load.
Own a gun. The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearms legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
WarSport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. WarSport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
On a Wednesday, before we get, as we get ready to go away, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Although I don't think we're going to have to, I think I can get to the people holding. I don't think we can get, take anything else. My guest this hour, Dr. Linda Loggeman. Doctor, let's go to John in Austin. Yes, sir.
Good morning, Doctor. I was not in the military. However, I was tasked with the fighting the war on terror domestically, from PTSD, depression, anxiety, and was suffering from acute panic or anxiety attacks. I'm going to say something, and it's going to fly a little bit in the face of the direction everyone's been going. The use of medication I was on Paxil, CR 37.5, and lorazepam and Toprol, being the three main. Those medications allowed me to function and work. And as I know that the medications themselves can be highly, they're dangerous medications, no question about it. I'm not going to argue the point. The problem, as I see it, is the lack of management by the physicians of the medications. Mm-hmm. And not having a doctor who is managing your case properly and overseeing your medications, and you have to take responsibility for that, really for yourself. You have to be your own patient, you have to be your own advocate. Because they were trying to put me on different medications, and stack the medications.
Yep.
And that's, in my mind, that's where you start getting into trouble. That's where you start having psychotic episodes.
Oh, totally.
And so I resisted that and never did that. And I gotta admit, those medications improved the medication, improved the quality of my life. Suffering from anxiety attacks is, while not necessarily life-threatening, is not a nice way to live.
Totally. Can I address something with that?
Sure, absolutely.
Before we do that, John, can you listen to that off the air? I've got another caller waiting up, and I
sure.
want to get to him. Thanks very much for the call. You stay safe, John. Go ahead, Doc.
Oh, yeah. So I really want to address this issue of people feeling like the medications help them. And it's really important for people to know the extent of the placebo effect. It's huge. The placebo effect is anywhere, at a minimum, it's 35%. It goes up to 70%. There are some cases where the placebo effect is 100%. So what that means is if you give 100 people a sugar pill, at a minimum, 35 of those people and up to 70 of them are going to say, oh, my God, I feel so much better. I'm not depressed anymore. I'm not anxious anymore. I can study better. All of that. Placebo effect is huge. It's people's own ability. This is what I just hope we can get to at some point. There's tons of research on the placebo effect. I have lots of things to say about it, and it's an extremely hopeful and inspiring area because it is our own capacity to decide to change our condition and make it so. It doesn't matter if you believe it's because you're wearing your lucky underwear or if you believe it's because you took the pill. The bottom line is you changed your condition. And the thing with the placebo is there are no adverse reactions. You're not messing with your brain chemistry. Now, this issue that John brought up about needing proper management, yes, but I would also say, like, that's also part of what he's saying, how they are dangerous. It's like, what's wrong with this picture where they've got to be managed and you got to really be careful? It's like, well, because these are toxic substances. Anyway.
When doctors are figuring out a dosage to prescribe, are they playing 52 pickup?
They totally. It's a hit or miss thing. There's everybody's going to react differently. Now, PTSD that was made up in 1980. Before that, let's say with veterans, you had combat stress, battle fatigue, normal reactions. What John was describing, whatever he was involved with the war on terror domestically, that caused stress and PTSD and depression type symptoms, all normal reactions to stressors and abnormal situations. Veterans coming back, of course they have these symptoms. It's normal. And it was only in 1980 that the psychiatrist said, it's a mental disorder. You're broken. It's like, no, you're not broken. You're having a normal reaction that any of us would have, and you need space, time, you need, good nutrition, exercise, you need to talk to other people who've gone through the same thing, and, kind of regroup. But you start drugging, and then you get another drug, and I'm glad John avoided this whole thing of the multi-drugs, because that's where you get sudden death. And there's been a huge increase in sudden cardiac death with healthy young people in the military taking the drug as prescribed, because none of these drugs, none, have been studied in combination. So even if it's got an FDA approval, one drug, it doesn't have approval to be given with a second one, a third one, and that's how they're most commonly given, because you give one drug, you got adverse reactions, then they give you another drug, and then they give you another one, and, you know, you end up, you know, with drug cocktails that literally will stop a person's heart in the middle of the sleep.
Spell your last name one more time. Somebody asked them. They're looking for you. They wanted you to. It's
L-A-G-E-M-A-N-N,
yeah?
Yep, perfect.
Okay. Last call. Jerry, yes, sir. We got about 3 minutes. Ask it quick.
Hello.
Jerry in Pittsburgh.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go.
Yes, Jerry. Hi, Linda.
Hey.
Hey. Bill, great guest. She's a hero of mine. A couple months back, I heard her say for the first time, guns don't kill people. People on psych drugs kill people. And I took it upon myself to make T-shirts and bumper stickers. And every host that has her on, I'm trying to get them a T-shirt and some bumper stickers. So if you could give me a mailing address or give it to Linda, she'll give it to me. I'll make sure you get that.
Jerry, you can email me at bill@lockandloadradio.com. I'll be happy to supply that.
Yeah, okay, that's fantastic.
I got a double X for you. And I'm glad you're working out again. Look into a grounding mat. It's helped me out tremendously with my aches and pains. I'm 60 years old now, and I'm landscaping again.
I'm looking at everything. So
it'll really help you. I don't even wake up. I shoveled almost 10 yards of mulch last week, and I didn't even wake up stiff. So look into it.
I may have to look into that.
Linda, God bless you. I'll let you guys go.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jerry. Thanks for the call.
That's fantastic. He's making these T-shirts. I think it's fantastic. I'd love to see them across the country at every gun show, because that is the true why, the reason for the, you know, crazy killing sprees.
We have not made a BB-sized dent on the tip of the iceberg here, so we're going to have to do this.
Yes.
See, today is Wednesday. We need to do this again. Can you do this again next week, same bat time, same bat channel?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, that's
the word. Schedule. Real quick, give out your website again.
It is www.drlagemann, and then cchr.org and cchrint.org. And I just checked my schedule. Next Wednesday does work.
We'll do it again. We might make Wednesday SSRI Basher Day.
I love it.
Yeah. All right. Doc, thanks very much. I will be in touch with you soon.
Thank you very much for the opportunity to talk with your listeners. Thanks.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Gosh, everything I suspected was true. I don't know what that says for me. We're going to do this again in 21 hours. And between now and then, I want you to remember this very concisely. It has never been about gun control. Not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Wednesday, this has been Lock and Load.